I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Europe is poised to adopt some of the world's toughest controls on pesticides. The new regulations would phase out 24 chemicals that are currently used in agriculture, and the rules would tighten the standards for approving other pesticides. The move by the European Union is meant to protect the health of agricultural workers and consumers. But the makers and users of many pesticides warn that the chemical blacklist would put the squeeze on Europe's food supply. The world's Jerry Haddon tells us about a European food fight.
A farmer named Inma Rosé stacks crates of tomatoes and winter onions on her small organic farm outside the town of Mataró, Spain. Her crops are chemical-free, and she says she's sure that the industrial pesticides used on giant farms elsewhere hurt people. She says, above all, when you're talking about lettuce and other vegetables that you eat raw, it can be very bad for you. Even for the farmer, she adds, on neighboring farms, when they apply the pesticides, farmhands have fallen sick. I consider such pesticides to be basically poison. So now does the European Union. After batting around what they call a blacklist of pesticides for nearly 3 years, the EU's parliament has reached agreement on banishing them from farms from Ireland to Romania. When the deal was struck, European Commission spokeswoman Antonia Mokin called these roughly 24 substances the most dangerous to people. Among them, she said, are chemicals
that cause cancer, that disrupt the body's internal systems, reproductive and otherwise. And we need to make sure that farmers, they're as protected as possible.
Most European farmers have accepted the proposed bans, but a small, vocal group of farmers are still fighting against them. Farmer Sarah Pettit mass-produces Brussels sprouts and carrots in Lincolnshire, in central England. She argues that without the controversial chemicals, she'd be out of business.
Broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, onions, and a number of other crops just could not be grown in this country. It would not be possible to produce the quality, healthy food that we currently produce at the prices that consumers are currently enjoying.
European pesticide manufacturers echo these dire predictions. Phil Newton, a spokesman for the European Crop Protection Association, says the EU didn't look at the wider impact of the proposed changes.
There was no look at farm economy, there was no look at the effect on prices, and there was no look at the effect on human health in terms of mainly fruit and vegetables no longer being available.
Opponents like Newton argue that the new bans would mean the end of agriculture as Europe has come to know it. And on this point, even some supporters of the new rules agree, though their message is optimistic.
We know that there are less toxic and non-toxic approaches.
Jay Feldman is with the Washington, D.C.-based organization Beyond Pesticides.
Understand that we're not talking about a replacement product swap. We're talking about different systems, agricultural systems. We're talking about changes in cultural practices, manure-based systems, different types of tillage and fertilization. So the shift means a shift in practices, not just products.
Feldman says Europe's new rules raise the bar on agricultural chemicals well beyond current standards in the EU and elsewhere. In the U.S., pesticides are evaluated for health and environmental risks based on levels of exposure. Even if a chemical is hazardous, the reasoning goes, the risk is limited if exposure is limited. Until now, Europe used the same regulatory philosophy, but British toxicologist Vivian Howard says its reasoning is flawed. Howard served on the UK's Pesticides Regulatory Commission. He also studies the effects of low-level chemical exposure on human fetuses.
So what we're finding is that you can get effects with some of these man-made hormone-disrupting chemicals at 1,000 times lower dosage than you need to produce an effect in an adult. And these are effects that have consequences later on in life. They probably predispose you to cancer.
And there's another concern. Howard says that until now, pesticides have generally been tested for toxicity one at a time. But in the real world, pesticides get mixed together. And Howard says many scientists are worried that those mixtures could be even more potent.
You know, we don't really have the tools for testing complex mixtures. They do not exist. Toxicologists can take a stab at testing one at a time. As soon as we go to two at a time, it gets very complicated.
There are literally thousands of chemicals used in different pesticides in Europe. Over time, the new restrictions will remove some of those from the market as well. But European Commission spokeswoman Antonia Mokin stresses that the likely ban on the 24 blacklisted chemicals won't leave farmers high and dry.
We've got 6-8 years to find those alternatives as well before they need to come into effect. And then in the final analysis, the legislation does allow that in the case of a serious crop health problem, then the use of pesticides that would otherwise not be allowed under the regulation can be allowed under these specific circumstances. So there is a safeguard clause, if you like.
Mokin says the EU is simply making sure the most dangerous agricultural weapons are very difficult to use. But opponents of the new regulations still have a chance to plead their case. Although they easily passed the European Parliament, the new pesticide rules still have to be approved by the governments of each EU member state. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Mataró, Spain.